Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change lives.
Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network, and I am your host for today, Karima. We are taking a break with Patricia. She's celebrating Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone who is celebrating Thanksgiving a little bit earlier, those who are on the road going to their families. We have a lot to be thankful for. We're very grateful for the time that we have had in these last 11 months. It's been a wonderful experience for NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network to launch a lot of projects. One of the most important part of our task is to bring out education and information about some of the views that we have taken over the several years have been in as a business. NCWCC is a proud GOP urban conservative sponsor, supporter of the GOP, and we have had very successful partnerships with the GOP. Somebody with the name of Zaxby Chambliss has also been someone who supported us, which is a Republican senator in Georgia. We want to thank those individuals who have always come on and supported what we've been doing over the last 4 years, and people are going to be listening in. And I want to thank God for my family, my mother, and her vision, and being able to support this broadcast for so many years and constantly bring it on. Now, I have a very special guest, somebody that I've been talking to for a while. Has really shed a lot of light on what some of the oppositions that we need to take on to bring in more people in the GOP. One of the things that I know for sure is that our race of people, people of color, are not educated about the party. The Republican Party is the party that freed the slaves. We have now an online newspaper called The Perfect Day. We also will be on 1480 as our interface movement to be able to give more positive input about the GOP as mainstream is painting some negative pictures. And I'm very proud to have on with me today, Debbie Moscato. Debbie, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Karima. I'm glad to be here.
You know, this has been a great experience for all of us, and I just certainly wanted to thank you and the ladies for really embracing me and our organization and just being able to take a look at different ways in order to integrate with people of color, African-American people, Latinos, different people across the globe in terms of ethnic background. Tell us a little bit about your exciting time and what you do.
Well, as you and I have discussed sort of off and on about how I got involved, and I haven't always been involved in the political process. I've always voted, but I never really understood behind the scenes what was going on or how just that much about the process. I didn't even realize all the positions that were available, the different levels, all dependent on how much a person wanted to get involved. And I found myself, actually, by starting out my awareness trip, I guess you could call it, back in the summer of 2009 when I was a little discouraged, having not voted for President Obama and having had just lost my job in the medical device industry at that time. And so I found this group called the Atlanta 912. And the group is, of course, still around, and we're more active than ever. And we were so happy that you came to join us at our last meeting last week. So, and we all enjoyed having you just as much as we enjoyed having you back in September at our meeting at the Buckhead Republican Women. And I'm so glad you found us then too. I mean, we want, you know, we're like, we have open arms, but we don't always know how to reach out to people. And it was great that you found us. And I think, you know, once people find us and we find each other, then we can just spread the message and spread our the awareness about our organizations. People can either show up and get more involved, or they can at least know we are out there. And then I know people are busy, and that's always the challenge, to try to get people involved and motivated and inspired. But that's the sort of kind of our mission, just to try to, like you said earlier, bring more people into the conservative party in this country so we can get our country back on track.
Tell us a little bit about the Buckhead Republican Women and what your position is there.
Well, I'm currently the leader. I guess you could call me the president. I was a member. This particular organization is relatively young. It was started up in mid-2010, and I joined since I lived in the vicinity, and like I said, I had gotten involved in a lot of different aspects of the political process in the Republican Party, as well as the Atlanta 912 group, which is kind of a Tea Party group. But at the end of 2011, it was time for some changes within the board, and so they asked me to take over as president, which I was honored to do, and accepted the challenge, since I was going to be able to share the responsibility with folks such as Ginger Howard and Larissa Hutton, who had been on the board the previous year and a half. So, you know, I think we have a really good team, but it's the fact that we had the opportunity to move the venue back to where we started out, which is where you found us at the restaurant Brio, because that's where we used to meet. And then the previous leadership had moved it to the City Club, which was just not as conducive for everybody to get to in and out of. And so, anyway, people seem to like the venue where it is now.
I loved it.
You liked it, okay? No. Yeah, you know, it's, you can just sit in, come in there, and meet and greet, and then order a nice dinner. They have good food, and listen to the speaker. And we had a pretty good year. I think we've had some really good speakers. We had Attorney General Sam Oland start out the year with us, and then we had a Congressman Phil Gingrey, I believe that was in February, and then we had our local House District Majority Leader Edward Lindsay, who just won re-election, and then we've had, in May, we had a debate forum for the 6th District State Senate race. And, of course, that race took place here this month, and Hunter Hill has been elected to be the state senator-elect for that newly realigned district. So we're really, really happy about Hunter, although there were some Josh Belafonte was an excellent candidate as well. And they're going to be working together, so we've got a great team added on into the state senate there. So anyway, we've had some good programs. Of course, we had some Romney surrogates as we approached closer to the election,
right,
which was nice. And you came to that one. But it's just been, you know, what our mission is to educate and empower, and maybe even have new elected people into the Republican Party. I mean, you know, so far we're educating and empowering. We haven't particularly come, we have tried to put up one of our own, and I mentioned her earlier when we were talking. Ginger Howard ran a terrific race against the incumbent GOP National Committee woman for Georgia. And Ginger just lost by very few votes. I mean, like single-digit votes.
Okay.
I'm talking 6. And going up against an 8-year incumbent, that was a really remarkable achievement on Ginger's part. So you know, there'll be other opportunities for Ginger, and, you know, we'll, time will tell, and God will speak to her as far as what her next role may or may not be. So But that's what we like to do, is just, you know, like I said, have people be educated on the process, the issues, you know, what candidates stand for, because not everybody, when they go to vote, even know who they're voting for, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially education. The local races. Yeah, so I know years ago I used to just guess. I didn't know the local races. I didn't know that much about the people. You get the flyers in the mail, but that doesn't tell you much.
No.
And so it's really nice to be able to meet folks and get to know them. And that's what I've enjoyed about getting more involved, is that I myself have become a better informed citizen.
And you know what? Let's talk about information. One of the things that we have done is, as I've been talking with everyone, is launching the online newspaper called The Purpose, and educating people about the party. I've had a lot of conversations, and one of the things a lot of people don't understand that the party represents a diverse group of people in America. We have a Black Republican Party right here in Georgia. Am I correct?
You are correct. You are correct.
That's headed up by Mr. McGreevy.
That's correct. And I'm not mistaken, unless they've had some changes, but my records indicate that Sheila Appling is in the leadership team there, as well as Rich Thompson. And I know both of them fairly well, and just excellent citizens and patriots. So, yeah, they're doing good work. And, in fact, they came to one of our Buckhead Republican, the whole group came to one of our meetings when we had a debate forum last spring, when the chairman for the GOP of Georgia, that race was going on. So we had a moderated debate forum where they all joined up with us, and it was great. We've never had such a wonderful turnout as we did when we all joined forces under one set, and we had to get a bigger room actually to accommodate all folks.
One of the things that a lot of things folks don't realize is that the Republican Party started off a long time ago during Abraham Lincoln's time. This is the party that freed the slaves. They also
absolutely
mentioned at all whatsoever that Martin Luther King was a Republican.
That's right.
These are the most horrific times that the internet, and people, you can just Google it. This is times like this that, and there are very prominent Black Republicans throughout the whole country, across the nation. And it just seems like when we were talking about when the campaign was over, that the news team only viewed only folks who were white. And I mean, there were Black folks there. There was the Lourdes Babica that had been there. I had, you know, making her rounds. A lot of people had been just trying to make sure they made it rounds throughout. And the only people they showed, even with the national convention, they showed just white folks. And they did that on purpose to paint
a message. It's so frustrating and to me, and it's got to be for you too. It's not right. It's all by design. And I speaking of Abraham Lincoln being a Republican, right now, currently, just started last weekend, that movie, there's a movie about that short snippet of time of his presidency and toward the end of his life when he was assassinated. But I encourage everyone to go see that movie. I saw it last weekend. It's excellent, and it's done so well, and it's entertaining, but it's very educational, because it truly points out which party was responsible for the emancipation of the slaves. It was the Republicans. And Congress had a fight about it, and the Republican congressmen were the ones under Lincoln's leadership that went to bat. They had to twist the Democrats' arms to get them to agree to that bill. It's very, very enlightening. It's something that people aren't really getting educated about like they should in school, I don't believe.
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely. They're not. And the what's really so intriguing is that the lieutenant governor for Florida, who's an African American woman, is part of the RNC, which is the Republican National Women's
mm-hmm.
portion of it. And they have a very good website that people can go and look at about the Republican women that are in office. You have a lieutenant governor from Alabama, Kay Ivey, Florida. You know, you have a lieutenant governor, Jennifer Carroll. Women are really starting to be very aggressive in the party. One of the things that you and I had talked about is that we women have to come together and really put the real message that has been actually just taken for granted. We are women who want our children to be raised without having the violence that's taken place throughout the country. We're women who want our kids to have great education, be able to go to college, and be able to be entrepreneurs or good citizens. Those are the things that the mainstream did not portray to the rest of America. There are quite a bit of women that are leaders throughout the entire party, which is not being demonstrated. And I just think it sucks, to be quite honest with you. And there are a lot of African-American women that have taken a podium and has been very, very diligent. We have the same beliefs in terms of being able to choose some of the things that we want in our lives, and one of them is being able to have free enterprise without having big government, to pay a lot of taxes. A second-generation business owner, and you yourself being a person that, you know, that works with the different entities, you pretty much as an independent contractor that works in the medical field. We want to be able to sustain a lifestyle for our kids, for ourselves as women. So I just really, really appreciate the fact that, you know, there are a lot of women who do not understand that mainstream media has painted such a negative picture about women. And I think in the months to come, Debbie, that we're going to dispel a lot of those images with the women who have successfully been put in office throughout the whole United States.
Well, you're right, Grandma, and it's a shame that the media is so biased. It's an unfair fight in a lot of ways because so many people that do vote don't get the full picture, not about candidates. Certainly they didn't get the full picture of our presidential candidates. They just got the side that the media and the other side wanted you to see, and it was, you know, it was not objective whatsoever, and unfortunately it apparently worked for the other side. But the so-called war on women is such a farce, and that alienated a lot of women from voting in their best interest out of some unknown, or I should say unfounded fear of, you know, of birth control, for heaven's sakes. That was never going away, you know. So it's really a shame. And just like and the so-called reproductive rights, I mean, the Republicans haven't done anything about Roe v. Wade in all these decades, right? What makes them think that something's going to happen all of a sudden under a President Romney? No, nothing would have changed. And for them to throw away their future and potential good jobs and, you know, to just see the country continue in this downward spiral of increasing levels of debt, it's just a shame. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a sore loser, but it's really
a
shame.
No, we're not. And, Debbie, I really appreciate this time on, and I really hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. It's been
Thank you. And I appreciate you letting me be on, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too, as well as everyone in your audience. Thank you for having me on.
Tell everybody about your radio show that's on Mondays.
Oh, well, on Monday mornings, it's web-based. America's Web Radio .com is the website where there are numerous shows via the America's Web Radio. Ours is called Freedom 5. That's our group of five women. And we are on Monday mornings from 9 to 10. And so we've been doing this since August, and we enjoy sharing the current events that have just transpired, or maybe we oftentimes have a speaker that we'll bring in that may have written a book, such as Karen Handel with her Planned Bullyhood, or just to name one example, one program. But we, you know, we bring in experts in different areas and hope to continue in educating. And actually, we want with Freedom 5, we try to involve, inspire, and, you know, initiate action on the part of our audience.
Debbie, as we try to restore back our future, we really certainly appreciate it. And I'm hoping that you have a great, great holiday weekend, and we certainly appreciate you guys coming on, and we'll definitely be getting back in contact with you about us coming aboard and being a part of your show as well.
Well, definitely. We definitely want to have you on our show as well. So thank you again, Karima, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you. Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving from my family to yours, the NCWCC Corporation, NCWCC Digital Online, NCWCC Build to You, the Perkins Online News, and as well as the 8 Broadcasting Network. One thing I want to announce real quickly is that we will be airing starting December 4th, 1480 call sign WYZE, 1480 AM in Atlanta, is a part of our interfaith-based connection to the community. We want to thank Debbie Moscato from the Buckhead Republican Women for coming on to the show. I wanted to let everybody know that the purpose is a online newspaper. You can subscribe to the online newspaper by just going on to our site as well. And I want to also let you guys know that we have started 8 different networks. We will also be on AIB TV. There's going to be another interface movement on our behalf. And I want to thank everyone for constantly contributing and tuning in to the NCWCC. I also want to thank, most importantly, my mother, Ms. Maggie Freeman, and our CFO, Mario Coleman, as well as other individuals that have been a part of the task of being able to educate the community. So I want to thank you all, and from my family to yours, from myself personally, happy Thanksgiving. As we move into the holidays, please be grateful and thankful to God for what he has done for you, not what you thought he should have done, but what he did for you, because he didn't have to do what he did for you this year. If he gave you your life, your health, and your strength, be blessed and be thankful and be grateful. So I want to let you guys know that we will be kicking off some things with the God Movement as well. And as we have other projects coming up as a national community partner, I want to thank you guys for tuning in and happy Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Kareem Allen.
Hello. My name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.